Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. 61 degrees now. A Sedgwick County Sheriff's detention officer has been arrested for driving under the influence. A news release from the Sheriff's Office reports Wichita police responded to a traffic accident early Wednesday at Mount Vernon and Edgemore. One of the drivers, a detention officer, showed signs of impairment and was arrested and jailed for DUI. The release says an internal investigation will be conducted by the Sheriff's Office Professional Standards Unit. Wichita police are investigating the death of a doctor as a homicide.
The incident happened just before 7 Wednesday night at an office in the 600 block of North Carriage Parkway. Police were called to the Holistic Psychiatric Services Office with the report of a stabbing. KSN News reports officers found an injured man behind the building who was later pronounced dead. According to police reports, a man was at the office to talk to a doctor. During the visit, one of the doctors was stabbed multiple times. That man, in his late 50s, has not been identified. A person of interest was arrested a short time later near the Wichita Country Club and was taken into custody. That person also has not been identified. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
One dead and three others injured at a high school near Spokane, Washington. ABC's Clayton Sandell has the details.
An active shooter call came in at 10 a.m., sending officers racing.
We have one hit in the back, one in the arm.
Going room to room, finding multiple students shot.
So we have one more victim in the classroom up there.
Fourth victim in an upstairs classroom.
The shooter, a male student at Fremont High near Spokane, came armed with multiple guns. One student tried to stop him.
Officials say the student who tried to engage the shooter was the one killed. The alleged gunman is in custody. People have slowly begun to return to the Florida Keys, hard hit by Hurricane Irma. Some parts of the popular tourist destination weathered the storm well, while others were wiped off the map.
This is Jim Ryan in Marathon Key. As in other places touched by Hurricane Irma, the amount of damage sustained by any one home or business depends upon where it was and perhaps when it was constructed. Building codes meant to improve storm resistance were enacted after Hurricane Andrew, and structures built since 1992 seem to have fared Irma's nearly direct hit quite well. Still, long and wide stretches of the Keys were wiped out by the storm. A complete recovery is likely to take years. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Marathon, Florida.
15 Marines were injured, 5 of them critically, in a training accident involving an amphibious vehicle near San Diego.
The 15 Marines were injured when their amphibious landing vehicle caught fire while conducting training at Camp Pendleton. 8 of the Marines received serious burns and were medevaced to hospitals in the San Diego area. The vehicle involved in the accident is used to transport Marines from sea to land, but the accident occurred as part of regular land training. Luis Martinez, ABC News, the Pentagon.
A deal on DACA at the White House has some disputes.
Top Democrats claim to have a deal with President Trump to address the status of young undocumented immigrants known as Dreamers after a dinner at the White House. In a statement, Senator Chuck Schumer and Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi said Trump agreed to work on an immigration reform agreement excluding the wall. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders fired back, tweeting that leaving out the wall was, quote, certainly not agreed to. Even if Trump does strike a deal with Democrats, he'll need Republican leaders on board to get it through Congress. Ben Siegel, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
KNSS News Time now, 6:03, 3 minutes past 6 o'clock. .987 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning now. 6:09, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Thursday morning.
And in traffic so far, well, no big slowdowns out there. Traffic volume still a little light at this point, though. Well, those volumes will pick up here in just a little bit. The gasoline prices Still a little unsettled. I'm seeing 237 and 238 at the high end. Best price I found out there so far, 232 with Oliver and Harry. So, you know, make of that what you will, about a 5 cent swing today.
Swing!
Yep, just throwing darts at the dartboard on those prices.
Yep.
Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And how about the weather warming up a little bit? KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A strong storm system is moving into the northwestern part of the country that's going to bring snow to Montana, and that front will push its way into central Kansas this weekend with a few thunderstorm chances. Today, breezy and hot with a high 94, clear and 68 overnight. It'll be windy tomorrow with a high back in the low to mid 90s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holiday.
And right now, partly cloudy, a south wind at 9 miles per hour and 61 degrees. Steve and Ted in the morning on this Thursday, September 14, 2017. It was a bit warmer across Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday was 90 degrees. The normal high for the date is 84. Again, September 14th, I missed one yesterday. I don't know how I missed this. Sister-in-law Dorothy having a birthday today, yesterday.
Oh, you missed that?
Yeah, got, you know. A day late and a dollar short. Sorry, Dorothy. If you know Dorothy, Jerry's wife, you might say, happy birthday. I hear your brother-in-law is kind of tardy.
Yeah. Mm. Day late. Wow.
I don't know. I hope you'll forgive me.
How'd you miss that one?
Yeah. I don't know. just slipped right on past. On this date in 1814, Francis Scott Key was inspired to write the poem Defense of Fort McHenry.
All right.
Later, the Star-Spangled Banner, after witnessing the American flag flying over the Maryland fort following a night of British naval bombardment during the War of 1812. I was in Baltimore for one evening this summer when I went to with my son to pick up his car at the port there.
Just had one day.
And was just within a mile of where Scott Key actually wrote that. But it was nighttime. We didn't go over. We didn't have time.
Nah,
sure like
bad.
To go back.
Yeah.
Baltimore's a heck of a place. So there's a lot of history there, including Edgar Allan Poe, which is my favorite poet. Yeah, I got to go back to Baltimore and spend several days looking things over. On this date in 1901, President William McKinley died in Buffalo, New York, of gunshot wounds inflicted by an assassin. Vice President Theodore Roosevelt succeeded him. As told you, as you know the story, probably that when McKinley was shot, Theodore Roosevelt was doing what he does, or did, and that was he was on the side of a mountain in Maine hunting and trapping and camping out. And somebody came and got him and said, hey, you better get down here. You're going to be the president pretty soon.
Better get to Washington.
And so he got down there and he got it done. He had, of course, come through politics and local politics in New York City as a police commissioner. Theodore Roosevelt, we're talking about now. And he'd been in New York, upstate New York at Albany, and the politics there, I believe, governor. And Theodore Roosevelt is one of the most interesting figures in American history. If you don't know anything about him, read about him. Guy had a ranch in Montana where he actually went out with six shooters and rifles and collected bad guys. You know, the story of him involved in a very brief bar scuffle in Montana where he used his... Harvard boxing experience to knock the guy on his butt. Anyway, TR's fascinating. Fascinating. A judge has heard arguments challenging a Michigan city's decision to keep an apple grower away from its seasonal market because of his views on gay marriage. East Lansing attorney Michael Bogren says the city doesn't want a vendor who discriminates. Stephen Tennis has been a popular apple dealer at the city-run market, but that was before East Lansing learned that he doesn't allow gay couples to get married at his Eaton County farm, which is a popular place for weddings. One would think, it's my farm, I want to do what I do, but not
sure.
Necessarily. The city didn't invite tenants to sell fruit this year. East Lansing says vendors must follow its civil rights ordinance, which bars discrimination. Federal Judge Paul Maloney heard arguments Wednesday on tenants' request for an injunction that would allow him to return. There was no immediate decision. So that's an interesting case. I guess I see both sides of it. I think I would come down on the side of the apple farmer. You know, it's my farm. And, you know, but here this he's going to a public place to display his wares.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. That's
I mean, it's not like they're shutting down his farm.
Yeah, I know, but it's
charging
one of those
him with anything. Yeah, just, you know.
It's one of those things where
you're not invited back.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you think, really?
Is this what we've got to think about? And it's not going to be easy for the judge. That's what I'm thinking.
Right.
The not judge is going to have to, judges have to see both sides and figure out where the law is, usually someplace in between what everybody wants to hear. Many Americans, I don't think you're going to be surprised by this. Many Americans are poorly informed about basic constitutional provisions, according to a new national survey by the Annenberg Public Policy Center. The annual Annenberg Constitution Day Civic Survey finds that more than half of Americans, 53%, incorrectly think it is accurate to say that immigrants who are here illegally do not have any rights under the U.S. Constitution.
Huh.
53%. They just think you don't have, if you're here illegally, you don't have, you better, the Constitution, that's another story.
Yeah. The Constitution says something different.
Yeah. Says something completely different. More than a third of those surveyed, 37%, can't name any of the rights guaranteed under the First Amendment.
Wait a minute. This is from the same survey.
Yeah. This is a survey.
Take
a guess if you can. But, how about religion or maybe freedom of the press?
Yeah.
Something like that. That's the First Amendment.
Sure.
37% don't know. And only a quarter.
Don't know any of them.
Yeah. Wow. Can't name any of the rights. Yeah. Only a quarter of Americans, 26%, can name all three branches of government. A quarter. So if you're out there driving around right now, can you think of the three branches of government? I would imagine with our listeners, probably.
Oh, yeah, our listeners.
Be a lot higher than that because our people are, they're into news, they're into issues, they're into public affairs, into history.
Yeah.
I think, now I'm thinking of you people out there driving around, you're like, he's crazy.
I'm sure they can.
I don't like any of that stuff. But there are three branches to the government, and this is true at the state level as well. There is the executive branch, which would be the president and the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And there is the legislative branch, which would be the two houses of Congress,
right.
The House of Representatives, and the Senate.
A bicameral legislature.
Bicameral, and then there is the judicial branch, which includes the court system. And
right.
There you go. Anyway, I thought these are interesting to see how much people don't know about things that regard their government. And yet, we go out and we throw rocks and we protest and we act like nitwits sometimes. And see.
Yeah. I think the one thing that people don't get about that whole business, too, about the three branches of government is each branch has specific checks and balances over the other.
Yeah,
there isn't one that's more powerful than the others.
Well, that's another
that was
thing.
The whole
People
point.
Don't understand that the, that why it was set up that way.
Right.
Is to keep, we didn't want a king.
No.
We didn't want a group of nitwits running around like the, like elected officials having all the power, nor did we want one or two people sitting in a courtroom having a power.
That's why there are checks
and balances.
Exactly.
That's right. So anyway, there is your lesson in civics today. Guys out there driving around says, hey, yeah, but where can I get a good coffee at a Quick Trip? And you've got that, too. You've got the traffic. 6:18 now, Steve and Ted. Time for Leadoff Sports. Jad Chambers again on the Sports Dash this morning. Talking about the time is growing short for the Royals. And when it comes to playoffs, Wingnuts are doing well. Jad Chambers on sports this morning.
That's right. The American Association Championship Series underway last night at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. The Wingnuts took a big early lead over the Winnipeg Goldeyes. They nearly lost that lead.
Yike.
Then they pulled away for the 12-7 win in Game 1.
Zoinks.
The Nuts got home runs from Richard Pregetano and TJ Mittelstadt, and the Wichita Wingnuts bullpen shut down the Goldeyes in the 7th, 8th, and 9th. So when you kind of close things out that
closers.
That strong,
yeah,
there's a pretty good chance you're going to win that baseball game, and that's exactly what they did. 12-7. Best of 5 series continues tonight here in Wichita. First pitch at 7:05. So up 1-0 in a 5-game series. Things looking good for the Wingnuts. It was a close one yesterday afternoon at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. The Royals and the White Sox tied at 3 going into the 9th. Didn't happen for Kansas City. They gave up 2 runs in the 9th and they lose it to the White Sox 5-3. Royals right back at it and on the road tonight in, of all places, Cleveland. Cleveland right now, they're
hot.
Yeah.
Very hot.
They've won 21 games in a row.
Wow.
That's an American League record, by the way.
Wow.
This is going to be a tough 4-game series for the Royals. Royals are 4 games back from a wild card spot. Royals versus Cleveland tonight. You can hear that one on KFH 1240 AM 97.5 FM. The broadcasts start at 6 o'clock after the Royals. KFH will join in progress Thursday night football, the Houston Texans versus the Cincinnati Bengals.
All right.
Baseball and football over on KFH tonight. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith was chosen as the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Smith completed 28 of 35 for 368 yards, four touchdowns, zero interceptions in the Chiefs' 42-27 win over the Patriots in the season opener. Smith is just the second quarterback to throw for 300 yards and four touchdowns with no interceptions against the Patriots since Bill Belichick took over in 2000.
So there. And you know what? You wonder if maybe he's hitting his peak now. He's really found out how to do this thing.
There are two quarterbacks that have done that against the Patriots, and that was Drew Brees doing it in New Orleans, and then Alex Smith doing it
in New England.
Yeah, in New England.
Which is tough.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Wichita Force announced that former defensive coordinator Morris Lohler will be the new head coach for the 2018 season. Lohler was with the Wichita Wild in 2013, leading them when they won a league championship. So, pretty successful coach there. And, of course, he is also the coach of he's coached at Independence Community College. And right now, currently, he's the head coach at Bethel College.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
Let's see. One last story. This one's kind of fun.
One last story. Okay.
Yeah. The NFL has apologized for sending out an unacceptable tweet. Came from the league's official NFL Mexico account. The Kansas City Chiefs, of course, upset the Super Bowl champions 42-27 in the season opener on Thursday night. That game ended about a half hour before a magnitude 8.1 earthquake struck the southern coast of Mexico. Here's the tweet from the NFL MX account. It said in Spanish, when Mexico City shakes with an earthquake because it can't believe the Chiefs won the kickoff 2017 game. Three smiley emojis.
All right.
Of course, that earthquake killed 32 people.
Yeah.
The since-deleted tweet has now received wide criticism. NFL Mexico later apologized for the, quote, unacceptable tweet, which does not reflect the league's values.
No.
The NFL is actually popular in Mexico, by the way.
Yeah.
This year, the Raiders and the Patriots are going to play a regular season game at Estadio Azteca in Mexico City.
They'll pack it.
Yeah.
They'll pack the stadium.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Yeah. It's a big stadium, too. So, So the NFL is apologizing for a tweet in poor taste on their Mexico account. And that's sports with Stephen Ted in the morning.
622 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. You're listening to Steve and Ted in the Morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.